This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Chuck Anzalevich. Energy companies in the Ohio Valley have looked to China as important customers and investors in coal and natural gas. But as Brittany Patterson explains, President Trump's escalating trade battle with China and other trading partners could have a major effect on the region's energy sector.
From the campaign trail to the White House, President Trump has pledged to bring back the coal industry and coal jobs.
Think of this. American exports of coal are already up more than 60% this year. Do you ever hear of anything like that?
That was the president speaking at a rally in Huntington, West Virginia last August. And he's right. Exports of one type of coal, called metallurgical or met coal, are up, which bodes well. Met coal is used to make steel, and one of the largest jumps in U.S. exports of met coal was to China.
We sent 3.2 million tons to China last year, and before that, we sent less than a million tons.
That's Taylor Kirkendall. He reports on coal for S&P Global Market Intelligence. The numbers he just referenced are exports of West Virginia coal to China. The state is the largest exporter of U.S. met coal, but other states in Appalachia are also benefiting from coal exports. China has a huge demand for coal, and what it gets from the U.S. is growing. Perhaps more importantly, it could grow more, in part because many of China's coal plants are state-owned, which means the government can tell them to buy more U.S. coal.
What we're talking about here is not necessarily lost demand. It's the idea that we might be losing a potential new customer, which I think is probably one of the most tangible ways that we've actually seen an avenue for President Donald Trump to kind of make good on his promise to put coal miners back to work.
But now, Trump's tough talk on trade and the mounting tariff war might put the squeeze once again on the region's coal miners, says John Deskins, director of West Virginia University's Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
The stable part that we have going forward, the part that we can count on, is the met coal.
In the face of low natural gas prices, coal as a source of U.S. electricity has dropped to historic lows. But everyone needs steel, and production of met coal has been relatively stable. It's not just retaliatory tariffs from China that could hurt. Europe, Canada, and Brazil are also big importers of Appalachian coal, and those countries have also threatened retaliatory tariffs.
To be very frank, I think we need to be really concerned about a trade war that could spring up, because I think it could really hurt the West Virginia economy.
The region's natural gas industry could also get burned. A nearly $84 billion planned investment from China's largest energy company has slowed, at least temporarily, due to Trump's tough talk on Chinese trade.
China Energy has a tremendous interest and investment in the petrochemical sector in Appalachia.
That's Brian Anderson, head of West Virginia University's Energy Institute. He has worked very closely with China Energy to find locations for new petrochemical facilities. Last month, at an energy conference in Pittsburgh, officials from China Energy were supposed to announce the first set of projects. Instead, Anderson stood on the stage alone. The reason? Trump's tough trade talk with China.
For the executive-level officials from China Energy, it was not deemed an appropriate time for them to come for that official visit.
Anderson says the deal is still on, but don't expect to hear any big announcements until tensions between Trump and China have cooled. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Morgantown, West Virginia.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Academy Award-nominated director Elaine McMillan Sheldon's newest film, Recovery Boys, is now available on Netflix. The film is a companion to Sheldon's first film, Heroin, with an E. Their new documentary follows four men as they try to reinvent their lives after years of struggling with substance use disorder. Liz McCormick has more.
I like to just sit here sometimes quietly. You listen to all the birds. When you're high, you don't focus on like that. Beautiful.
Elaine McMillan Sheldon's newest documentary, Recovery Boys, follows this man and three others as they navigate the road of recovery from addiction. Two of the men are West Virginia natives, while the other two are from Florida and Virginia. But all four of them have found their way to an addiction treatment program on a farm in Aurora, West Virginia. This farm and its treatment center, called Jacob's Ladder, is the setting for Sheldon's film. There are different ways someone struggling with substance use disorder can find recovery, but Sheldon says while making her film and following these men, she's seen the impact farming and agriculture can play.
When they come to the farm, they're able to not only learn new skills, but sort of find new purpose within this farming community, which is very supportive and very loving. So I think there's a real opportunity, because West Virginia does have many farming communities like Aurora, you know, for people to be a part of that. I think that farming, we know nature's healing. We know that people's environments play a role in their recovery.
Sheldon says the program works with a person struggling with addiction by teaching them not to rely on instant gratification, but to think about the good that's coming, the crops they planted, the animals they're raising, or of the future. Family, kids, a job, to be able to imagine life beyond the addiction.
Shifting those environments to more positive ones, you know, taking away that instant gratification thing of getting your fix on a daily basis, you know, planting a seed and seeing the results of that weeks and months down the road is something to remap pathways in the brain, to teach people to have longer visions of their life.
Everyone that comes here has an opportunity that a lot of people don't get. This is like today, and that's all we got.
Sheldon says it was important to her to give viewers an honest picture of substance use disorder, treatment, and recovery, and says there's nowhere better for that story to be told than in West Virginia.
I think West Virginia has a huge opportunity, because we have this problem, to be a leader in providing solutions around the crisis. We have beautiful environments throughout this state that can reconnect people back to nature. Nature and environment plays a very important role in people's connection to one another.
West Virginia Public Broadcasting will co-sponsor a free screening of Sheldon's new film, Recovery Boys, on Friday, July 6th at the Metropolitan Theater in Morgantown. The doors open at 6 and the documentary will start at 6:30. Visit our website for more details and to RSVP. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day at our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Chuck Anzalevich.